us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we surrender, Lord. Yes, Lord. Great, great is our God. Great is our God. Great is our God. Come on, holy, holy Lord. He's worthy, hallelujah. There's no other name, hallelujah. Lord, you break addictions, God. You are healer. You're almighty. You're omnipotent, hallelujah. You're omnipresent, God, hallelujah. You sit upon the throne, hallelujah. And you're high and lifted up, God. Lord, I pray, hallelujah. I pray to God, Lord, that you open our eyes, God, Lord, that we see you high and lifted up, God. The name that's above all names, hallelujah. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that you open our hearts to God, Lord. I pray to God, Lord. I pray to God, Lord, that I feel in my heart to God, Lord. For an overwhelming, God, Lord. An overwhelming, hallelujah, overflow of passion that's coming to this house. A passion, hallelujah. A love, hallelujah, that's unquenchable. A love, hallelujah, that's so hungry and desires so much of your presence. That desires you, hallelujah, and you alone, God. But I pray right now, God, Lord, that, Lord, it's just, God, Lord, just move in our hearts, God. Right here, right now, God. Right now. Whatever the need is, God, Lord, you're here, hallelujah. You're here, God. And whatever need it is, God, Lord, you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you have everything that we need. It's in you, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that you open our eyes. I pray that we're enlightened tonight, to God, Lord, to be quickened and to be awakened, God. Lord, that we run the race, hallelujah. That we don't hold back, God, Lord, but we reach for you, God. We lay a hold all that you have, God. We don't step back, but Lord, we run forward, hallelujah, after the prize of the high calling, hallelujah, which is Christ Jesus, hallelujah. And Lord, we receive it, we declare it, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Come on. Someone say he's the name above all names. Oh, come on. Say it again. He's the name above all names. Hallelujah. There's no other name. Hallelujah. There's no other name. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Yes. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. God's good. God's good. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm unashamed, hallelujah, of the love I have for Jesus. I'm passionate about him, amen. Come on, amen. We love a lot of things, but nothing will love you like Jesus. Come on, amen. We love a lot of things, but nothing will love you like Jesus. Hallelujah. I know how much my wife loves me, but I'm going to tell you something. It's nothing compared to how much Jesus loves me. Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight, he loves you, hallelujah. He loves you, hallelujah. He loves you unconditional, hallelujah. He loves you radically, hallelujah. And I pray to God, Lord, that I just pray for a radical love, amen. Come on, for a radical love, for a radical invasion, hallelujah, to take over us, amen. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Let me get a drink. I can't get away from this scripture. This is the scripture for our year. Amen. And I want this to get in your spirit. I want it to take a hold of you. Word of God says, I saw the Lord. Come on, somebody say, I saw the Lord. And he was high and lifted up. And he was upon the throne, hallelujah. I saw the Lord, hallelujah. I pray, hallelujah. I feel this in our spirit that God wants us to be at a place that we see him high and lifted up. Sitting upon the throne, hallelujah.
Because I want you to know there's some things that try to usurp the authority. There's some things that try to find their place. Hallelujah. Sitting on the throne that's God's. Hallelujah. Come on. In our minds, sometimes we place things bigger. Come on. Because sometimes you face some things and they're hard things. Sometimes there's healings and you wonder how this can happen. Or things overtake you. Come on. Sometimes there's rejections. Sometimes there's pains that overwhelm you. And sometimes those things try to sit upon His throne. Come on. Amen. He's in control. Hallelujah. They can't sit upon Him. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, He said, I saw the Lord. You got to see the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to see the Lord. I want you to declare that. I want you to grab hold of it this year. God, let me see You high and lifted up. You are God. Hallelujah. That's just the way it is. Come on, tell your neighbor, He's upon the throne. But I need to come in agreement. Hallelujah. I need to come in agreement with heaven and agree with the angels. Hallelujah. And say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord our God Almighty. Hallelujah. Who was, who is, it is to come. Hallelujah. There's no end to Him. Hallelujah. He's forever, ever faithful. Praise Him. He's faithful. Hallelujah. He's faithful. Hallelujah. He's relentless in His love for you. I'm telling you what, we're going to be a church. Hallelujah. Fanatics and crazy for Jesus. I want you to know, listen, I want you to hear this. When you're in love with something, you can't stop talking about it. You see nothing else, hallelujah, but that love. I remember me talking on the phone. I don't talk on the phone. And I still sometimes talk on the phone. And we'll just talk. I just call her. I call her. I call her. And I call her. Yeah, what do you want? I annoy her sometimes, but I'm in love with her, hallelujah. I remember sitting on the phone, her and I. We'd sit on the phone and we wouldn't talk about nothing. We'd just sit on the phone. Just feeling I could hear her breath. Heart goes like this. I want you to know, I want to be so passionate for Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to be so passionate for Him. I want to be so in love with Him. Hallelujah. I want a hunger to overwhelm me. Hallelujah. I want to be overwhelmed by love. Hallelujah. That nothing satisfies me but Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing's greater than Jesus. Hallelujah. That I wake up in the morning. Hallelujah. And I'm hungry for Him. I go to bed at night and He's the thoughts in my mind. Hallelujah. During the day. And when someone comes around me, all I can do is overflow. I can overflow this love. Hallelujah. That touches it. I want you to know there's somebody around you. There's people around you that need that love. Hallelujah. They need you not to be ashamed. Hallelujah. They need you to grab hold of Him. They need you to run. Hallelujah. They need you to take hold of Him. Let's grab Him. This year we're going to see Him high and lifted up. I'm going to see Him high and lifted up. Sitting upon the throne in His rightful place. Lord, You're my King. You're my King. Amen. Thank You, praise team. They got to stop because I'm going to... They're anointed. Thank You. Amen. Thank You, praise team. I love them. They flow with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say unity. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, God, You're good. So we're going to see Him high lifted up. Listen, we've been talking about this. We talked about it last week. We talked about a kingdom invasion. Amen. I want you to know, I want you to hear this and grip this with your heart. That we talk about an invasion for the kingdom, for thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to hear this and understand something, that I need a kingdom invasion within me. I need a takeover. We need a takeover. Come on, amen. We need a radical takeover, hallelujah, in our hearts, hallelujah, that He overwhelms us, amen. I want you to know that I want to be passionate like David, where David, hallelujah, he recklessly loved God. He didn't care what anybody said. It didn't matter what he looked like, hallelujah. Didn't matter what anybody said to him, because he was going to worship God with all of his heart, relentlessly, because he's seen Him high and lifted up. He's seen Him high and lifted up, and He was upon the throne. Hallelujah. Sometimes that we don't do... Listen, I want you to see that that's so powerful, because He was in a place of kingship and authority. I want you to know that God gives us that place in our hearts to set Him as King. Amen? That we give God our hearts. We say, here, God, I surrender to You. I declare You're King. Amen? I declare You're King, not just by words. Not just this. But I'm here to tell you, listen, Wednesday nights, you got to come out Wednesday nights. God's really speaking our hearts about thoughts. And last week we talked about how that we need to get our heart agreeing with our mouth.
You could say all you want and you could sing what you want, but I want you to know that whenever this is captured, because listen, when you face pressure, Randy, if I take a hammer and smash your hand, you're going to shout. And it's probably not going to be good things. That's just the way it is. Come on, amen. But I want you to know when you experience pressure, what's within you will come outside you. Hallelujah. And I want you to hear this and know that God wants us to be a place where that what's within us overflows, and it's Jesus. Hallelujah. It's Jesus. Because when we get in sticky situations, I want to be at a place where that when it gets tough or when I'm in that place where I don't feel like it, what's on the inside flows out of me is Him. Amen. Come on, amen. What flows out of me, that what comes out of my mouth, we talked about it, is healing. Amen. What is flowing out of us? What is coming out of us? What's the result of what's flowing out of us? Is it healing somebody? Is it healing? That's kingdom. Come on, it's enough talk about it. Come on, amen. I want to see the reality of it right here. Amen. That's the takeover. Come on, amen. So here, listen. It says, and when Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, he climbed a hillside. Now, this is in the Message Bible, and I love this version, and I just keep reading it because I just love it. It just really gripped me. And it says, and those who were apprenticed, they were the disciples to him. The committed climbed with him, arriving at a quiet place, and he sat down and he taught his climbing companions. He taught his climbing companions. I want to be where he is. And I want you to know that, listen, we got to know, we got to say, we got to seek God that he takes over our hearts, that causes us to be at a place where that I climb any mountain no matter where I go. Come on. Come on, what's that song, that mountain? What? No, it's not. Raise the mountain. You raise me up. There you go. Thank you. Sing it for me, Jenny, real quick. You raise me up above the mountains, amen? But it's the climbing apartment. It's me with him, amen? It's me with him. It's me with him. I want you to know there's something about it that it's me with him, amen? It's me being with him. It's me being with him, surrounded by him. That what I know it's cliche, but whatever you take in is what comes out. I want you to, we need to take in Jesus. We need to receive him. We need to take the blessing in. We need to receive the word of God. We need to take hold of the word. Come on. We said this Saturday, Wednesday night. We said, listen, sometimes we use the excuse, well, I just don't understand the Bible. I want you to know he knows all things and he's inside you. Hallelujah. How much do you understand? And the power of God. Greater is he that is in you, hallelujah, than your weak mind, than my short thinking, hallelujah. Cheryl, I'm not the brightest tornish yet, but he is, and he's in me, because it ain't about me, hallelujah, it's about Jesus, amen. It's about Jesus. So let's see this, and it says, and Jesus, as he got to that place, he was up at that place. And I want you to know something. There's a difference between, there's a commitment, there's a desire to be where he is. And that we're desired a place where that we're not going to let anything get in the way, but I'm determined to be where he is. Because where he is, miracles take place. Amen. And I want you to see this, and it doesn't mean, well, I'm just going to get in church. No, I'm talking about in my mind, in my thinking, I need to be where he is. And listen, Jesus used the example that he was with Peter. And Peter was struggling. He was saying some things in negative, amen? He was placing upon his throne of his heart fear and doubt. And he was afraid of what was going to take place. And he was saying that Jesus says that I have to go to the cross. And he says, no, you can't do that. And then you're reminded that Jesus said to him, Satan, get behind me. I want you to know that sometimes we're wishy-washy. Sometimes we're in or out, because just a couple scriptures before that, he calls him a rock. Amen? And the next verse down farther, he says, Satan, get behind me. Because he was usurping authority. He says, you need to put him in his place. Because I'm the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You don't know what I'm doing. I want you to know there's things that God's doing that we don't know. He's eternal. He's redemptive. His plan is greater than mine. Hallelujah. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Amen. And I want you to know that we have to have, the thing that gets us is the love that causes us to do crazy things. Causes us to do crazy things. Come on. You all been in love. Come on. You forget about what it was like. Driving late at night, trying to go see her. I remember her. She ran out of gas. She had to come see me. And she ran out of gas. No cell phones back then. She walked for miles to go to get. I remember that. Staying up late at night just to be with one another. Come on, amen. That we have this love that causes us to do crazy things. Things that aren't natural are greater than the natural mind. Amen. So he says, so Jesus is in this place, and not everybody, listen, I want you to know that God tells people things that those that are near him, that you're there, right there, he's going to whisper things that you can hear. Listen, that's why Jesus says, he says that he was on the shore and then he got in the boat and he went out a little farther. There was those ones that were afraid to get in the boat. Something was in their heart greater than their love for him. Forgive us, God, because they didn't get in the boat. Only a few got in the boat. I know that Jesus would have made room. He'd have made room for them to come. But I need to come with you wherever you go. But I want you to know the farther he got out there, the harder it was to hear. I need to be where he is. Hallelujah. I don't want to have a hard time. I don't want my heart to have things in front of me that I can't hear him. Things that try to get that space that I can't hear him. Those that have ear, let them hear. That we be at a place that we can hear what he's saying. So here's these disciples. So these ones that climb. I want you to know sometimes it costs you something. Whatever's valuable, it is the most valuable thing. This relationship. This thing's greater than anything else. And as you climb with him, hallelujah, you begin to experience that. There's something inside us that embrace that peace, that joy. But as they climbed, that only those ones that were in that place were able to hear what he was going to declare to them. Only those ones that were willing to climb up that mountain to be partners with him. To stick it out. To press through. To get above where they were at that low place and to climb up Jesus. I want you to know he'll give you the strength, and they find themselves up there and they're like, well, how did we get up here? I want you to know that he'll give you the strength that you didn't think you had. That we seek him. Ask for him strength. And then Jesus said this. He says, these climbing partners, this is what he said to them. He says, you're blessed. I'm going to read this out of the King James. You have it up there? King James. Matthew 5. Yes, and he said this. He says, blessed. Last week we talked about how the blessed is, it's declaring an influence. He's pronouncing an influence. He's declaring a blessing. He says, this comes with it. Hallelujah. This blessing, there's an influence. Say power. With influence, there's power. Hallelujah. And Jesus was declaring to them that this is this connection that he spoke to them. He says, you are my disciples. And he spoke to them. And he says, blessed are you. Blessed you. He says, this is going to come out of your overflow. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed. I want you to see something, because Jesus is presenting to them something that's upside down. Remember, everything that Jesus says, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Come on, he said, love your enemies. Come on, the things that Jesus declared, it was an upside vision of like, wait, how does this work? Amen. But this is why that love has to be greater than our thinking. I mean, this is why this passion for him, this is why prayer is important, this is why the Word of God, this is why seeking his faith is so important, that fire burns within us for him, that it is greater than doubts and fears, that it consumes it. Come on, that passion that we have, nothing is greater. Jesus says all of the things but love. Hallelujah. Say love. I want you to take hold of this and hear this. He says he committed them. He says, and this is an exchange. And Jesus was presenting them a new way of thinking. The Word of God says that Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Change. I'm going to give you a new way of thinking. I'm going to give you a new way of thinking. So I want you to see that there's an exchange that's taking place. See, there's an exchange that's taking place. As we walk with God, something's taking place. As those disciples, as they pursued Him, something began to exchange. See, there's an exchange that sometimes you don't even realize what's taking place as you walk with God. He's removing, He's releasing you. Come on, amen. There's things that we're tied to that, listen, you don't even have to work to get away from them. Because when you walk with Him, something just falls off you. And you look back, Come on, amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Listen, I used to be a real bad cuss head. Ask my sister. Where's she at? Hey, Beth, yeah. I used to swear at her all the time. Some of you still might. No. Listen, and I want you to know that, listen, I remember, as I began to see God, as my love for Him became greater, something began to be an exchange. My language began to change. And listen, I'm not bragging, but I'm just here to tell you about Jesus. Because there ain't nothing within me. But listen, I am around the cussiest, most cussed persons ever in the world. The guys I work with, man, they are rugged, fire-breathing, tough dudes, man. And the one's wife said to me at our Christmas party, she says, What are you doing to him? I said, what do you mean? He says, he's saying flip now. She almost fell over in the kitchen when he said that. She said, what did you say? And she goes, why are you saying that? He says, oh, that's Chris. Come on, it's Jesus. Come on, amen. It's called overflow. Tell someone it's overflow. Listen, that love that you have, hallelujah, it overflows, amen. And it touches those around you. You don't have to preach to them. I don't have to tell them, you need to quit talking like that. Now, the same guy is the same guy that I heard him the other day. He was leaning over the other guy. I can't believe he's talking that way in front of him. Does he not know he's a preacher? Does he not know that? I'm going to beat some respect into him. Come on, amen. God does things, amen. He touches us, amen. He says He protects us. But there's a new way of thinking. There's an exchange. And we're going to take a look at that tonight. Luke, as we walk with God, something takes place. And we got to continue to press on to God and take hold of Him. And this says this, and then he called his 12 disciples together. And he gave them power and authority. But I was really taken by this. It says that he called them. Go back, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not even telling you what we're doing. This is Luke 9:1. It says, and then he called his disciples together. The word called and together in the Greek are the same word. That when you're called, you're together. And when you're together, you're called. And what am I together with? Jesus. I want you to know that there's something I can't move without the call. There's something that's powerful that we could take hold of. That there's a call in our lives. There's a passion that overwhelms us. Hallelujah. There's something that takes over us. There's the kingdom invasion that's within us. Righteousness, peace, and joy. It bubbles out of us. Hallelujah. When we realize we're called, we hear His voice, and we're gathered together with Him. You can't separate the two. Say together. That we're together. It's the same word. And He says, let's look up Isaiah 40:31. I like this because it says something here. Y'all know what it says. Come on, you know the scripture, but I'm going to read it. It says, but they, that wait upon the Lord. Say together. This is what happens when you gather yourself to the call. I want you to hear this and know that God's calling you to come up higher. He's always calling you to come up higher. Come on. He doesn't stop calling you to come up higher. Hallelujah. He wants you to embrace Him. Hallelujah. To see Him high and lifted up above every throne, every above every principality, above every power, everything that has caused you pain, everything that has brought doubts in your life, fear, what frustration, all those things. He wants you to bring you to that place. So He says, but here's where it is. It says, they that wait upon the Lord. I love this scripture because it's so powerful. Because that word wait upon, tell someone wait upon. This isn't just a passive word. See, I want you to hear this. And I got to stay still. You know I go back and forth so you stay awake. But you see, think of the word of God, what it declares. It says, reach for the high calling. Run the race. Lay hold of. Those words are action words. They're not passive. But He's saying, He's directing us and calling us. Listen, that we run the race, that we reach for the high calling. Hallelujah. That we take hold of Him, that we grab Him, that we seek Him. You'll find Him. And this word here says, they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord. And that word means, that wait word is, I want you to know something. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do. But I'm telling you here, this is what it means. It means twisted together. It means a tying together. Say together. Unity. Oneness. Hallelujah. That you begin to tie a cord together. I had a cord and I didn't bring it up with me. But as you begin to tie that cord together and you begin to bring it together and wrap it together, that you can't tell where one end starts and where the other begins. See, God wants us to be so twisted and tied together with Him, hallelujah, that nothing can get in between. Nothing can get in between that. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Say exchange. When you gather yourself with me, there'll be an exchange. Nothing you got to do about it. Just gather yourself with me. Put yourself in my midst. Put yourself in my presence. Cause yourself to be aware of who I am right here, right now, right here, right now. No matter where you are. Listen, I want you to know that I was overcome with drugs and addiction. And when I decided to come together with God, He never left me. He walked with me in that church. But I didn't realize it. I was asleep and I was in darkness. But when I, hallelujah, called upon the name of the Lord, they that come together, they will rise up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. Amen. They will rise up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. They will run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. They will change their strength. They will rise up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Say exchange. Them are some good exchange rates. Hallelujah. Those are some good exchange rates. Hallelujah. That we come before God. And all it takes is me gathering myself in His presence. Becoming aware of Him. Becoming aware of Him. Conscious of Him. And that's a powerful thought. I want you to know that we consciously become aware. Come on, some of you guys, sometimes we're to places, husbands and wives, you know when your husbands are watching the game. Or wives, sometimes if it's Jody, he has to say to her, are you here? She gets into football games. Listen, she's dangerous to be around. I love. So is Kelly too. But sometimes you're that place that you're there, but you're not there. Are you hearing me, Dell? So it's being conscious. It's being conscious and aware of God, of where He's with us. See, what makes us unconscious is whenever we begin to look at other things, and we don't see Him upon the throne. And the daily grind grinds us down. And the world begins, the process and the system of everything around us begins to begin to walk in the system of that. But He says, wait upon me, gather yourself, twist yourself with me. gather yourself in my presence. Watch what I do. Amen. And he says, to bind together means twisting. And he says, let's go to Luke, back to Luke 9. And he says, and he sent them, oh yeah, and he says, and he gave them power and authority over all devils. Say all devils. Listen, it comes with the condition, they that are called enter together with him. He says, he gave them authority. I want you to know that, listen, do you know who didn't, those ones that weren't committed to the call or weren't at that place or weren't in that place of receiving, didn't hear what he said to them. He said that they gave them power and authority over devils and sickness and disease. If you hear me, you receive it right here. That's what he said. Right here, you heard me. Receive it. That's it. And he says, and he sent them. Say he sent them. To preach. Listen, sometimes we go out without being together with him. We wonder why sometimes we get knocked down. We get overcome with things. And he says, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. I wrote this down. It says the kingdom of God is, it's God's reality, it's God's initiative, and it's God's provision. There's an exchange there that God says that I want you to have my initiative, and when you're gathered with me, you'll have my agenda. When you're gathered with me, you have my provision that I desire to provide for you. He says, and when you're with me, that you'll have my reality and not your reality. See, my reality is different than his reality. He said, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So we need a kingdom invasion. Come on, amen. We need a kingdom invasion. Hallelujah. I need to be overwhelmed by God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, let me look at this scripture. I have a couple of scriptures and I just wrote these down and I will be reminded what they are as soon as I go to them. But I jot down stuff. Amen. God's going to help me on that this year on my notes. 1 Timothy, listen. And he says, but O man of God, say O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness. Wrap yourself together with godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. That's who he is. And he said, and fight the good fight. Tell your neighbor, fight the good fight. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of it. I want you to see this. I want you to know that God sent them out, hallelujah, with authority and with power to lay hold of devils, to lay hold of disease and sickness, and to cast it out. They went in as representatives of God, not under their power, but his, because they gathered themselves together with God that made them at a place where that they were rise up on Mount of Wings as eagles. Hallelujah. Not in their strength, but his. That they're renewed in their strength, there's an exchange. So he tells them, lay hold of it. I want you to know that sometimes we as men and women of God, we let things lay hold of us. I'm preaching to myself tonight. Sometimes I let things lay hold of my thinking. Sometimes I let things lay hold of my finances. Sometimes I let things lay hold of our family, our situations that we're facing. Come on. We let things lay hold of us instead of lay holding of them. We're called to lay hold of them. And he says, lay hold, hallelujah. And he says, on eternal life. He says, of abundant life, of blessing, of influence that he gives. Amen. He says, and fight the good fight. He says, and called because you are called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give you charge. Say charge. Someone say charge.
Say it a little louder.
In the sight of God. Hallelujah. He says, who quickeneth all things. Say all things. That he quickens all things. Hallelujah. That he will quicken all things. And he says, whatever that is, whatever stubborn you're facing, whatever thing that you're facing in your life, he'll quicken all things. Things that you can't do on your own. Things that are stubborn that you try to lay hold on your own strength. But God says, I'll quicken all things.
Hallelujah.
Because you're called. I want to demonstrate my power. I want to show you my authority. You're blessed. And he says, of all things, that you lay hold of all things. Let's jump back to Luke. Y'all with me?
Where did
that time go? All right. Well, we're going to have to continue. This will be number 3 because I only got 2. I'm only down that far. Come on, amen. Let's just go. Amen. Let's go here. It says, let's look at Luke 12. Luke 12, 31. Where are you going? Oh, no, I'm joking. Aaron's like, what? He says, lay hold of it. Say, lay hold of it. He says, but rather seek ye first the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? His reality, his initiative, and his provision. He says, and all these things. What things? I want you to know some things are stubborn. But there's no name greater than our God. There's no name greater than our God. And those that are tied together, twisted together. And he said this, and he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these things shall be added unto you automatically. They will be added to you. They will be added to your account. Hallelujah. They will be deposited within your account. Hallelujah. As you gather self with him, it will be deposited. Come on, somebody needs to go check the bank. You need to check. You need to remind yourself what's been deposited. Oh, that's my next place where I got to go, and I don't know where it is. You got to be reminded it, hallelujah, reminded it of what's been deposited in your account. I want you to know that resurrection morning, hallelujah, there was a deposit in your account, hallelujah, that you didn't work for, hallelujah, that you didn't do nothing to get, hallelujah. It wasn't by your righteousness, it wasn't by your works, hallelujah, but it was by him that he deposited into my account, that he's waiting for me, hallelujah, to walk in the power and the authority, hallelujah, that he's placed in my account in my name. And he says, so fear not, little flock. He says, for it is your Father of good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He says, but sell. Say sell. Sell all you have. Sell what you got. I want you to know that what I got is filthy rags. What I got is empty pockets. Literally, I got a hole in my pocket. I was coming to give you $5 because you gave my daughter food last night. And literally, I mean it. I'll show you later. There's a hole in my pocket. There's a hole in my pocket. He says, but we invest in things that rust and fade away. We set our affection on things that won't never love you like he loves you. On a wrong exchange rate. Like a denali. Was it? Like dinars. No, it's an inside joke. He says, sell all you have and give alms, give mercy, provide yourselves bags which they wax not old. He says, treasure in heaven that faileth not. He says, where no thief, say no thief, can approach when you're twisted together in him. He says, neither moth corrupts it. For where your treasure is, what you're in love with. God, I want to be in love with you. God, I want to have a fire burning in my heart for him. I want you to know that some people say this. They'll say, well, how do you stay on fire for God? I want you to know, listen to me. I can't keep the fire going. He does. He keeps the fire going. He keeps the fire burning within us. Amen? Come on. He keeps the fire burning. So I'm going to read this last scripture as they come up here. Are you okay? I could go on and on and on. Come on. Amen. I love it. Amen. So listen, he says this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. What you seek, you'll find. I want you to know I need to love him passionately. So when I seek him, I want you to know there's an exchange there. And you know what it is? It's a revelation of his love for me. Of how much he loves me. Make me do crazy things. Cause me to believe when everything around me says no. When you're in love with somebody and you know other people around you are saying, I don't think you should. You can't hear a word they're saying. My parents told me I was 19 years old and I said, we're getting married. My parents told me to do it, but most parents would say, you better wait. I ain't waiting. If I could get married tomorrow, I would have. But her mom made her wait. That was a good thing. Because I didn't have nowhere to live. He said, blessed be the God of our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed, hallelujah, out of his abundance. Say his abundance. Listen, we're serving a God, hallelujah. We're serving a God, hallelujah, that has an abundance, has overflow. Everything I need, Cheryl, hallelujah. In every dark place, in every place I feel abandoned, hallelujah, there's an abundance that he has. He doesn't run out, hallelujah. He doesn't run short, hallelujah. He doesn't stop, hallelujah. Everything I need is in him. Blessed, the abundance is in him. He says, in Jesus Christ, according to his abundant mercy, hath he begotten us again unto lively hope by resurrection of Jesus Christ. To an inheritance, say an inheritance, that's incorruptible, it's undefiled, and it fades not away. Hallelujah. He says, and it's reserved for you in the heavens. It's in the abode of God. It's not somewhere out in the stars. It's where God is. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, that where he is, I am. Hallelujah. In Christ in me, the Bible says the kingdom of God is within you. Tell your neighbor it's within you. The kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. There's an abundance, hallelujah, that God's waiting to let out. By faith, we believe in as we see him high upon the throne. As we see where he really is, hallelujah. As we see him, who he is, and the fullness of who he is, and the reality, and the truth, hallelujah. And out of that place, the abundance flows. Out of that place, in the kingdom of God, out of that place, I feel the reality of God. I feel the intentions of God, the initiative to do it, hallelujah. To love when I don't feel like it. I always feel like it. To forgive when I don't feel like it. Because I've been invaded by the kingdom of God. And a provision. When I'm broke. And I have nothing. But I'm invaded by the kingdom of God. With a provision that sustains me. Hallelujah. That outlasts my money, hallelujah. That outlasts what's in my refrigerator, hallelujah.
It's a provision that comes from God. Hallelujah. In His might. And this is it. He says, of that heritage, who are kept by the power through faith. Staying together. Holding yourself with Him. Unto salvation. Ready to be revealed in the Kurios, wherein He is greatly rejoiced, though now, say now, for a season, if need, your heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried by the fire, might be found unto praise and glory in the appearing, say the appearing, of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Tell someone it's about love. Would you stand your feet? Come on, it's about love. Hallelujah. It's about love. Gushy, hallelujah. Sloppy love, hallelujah. Unconditional, hallelujah. Relentless love that chases me down, hallelujah. Chases me down, that runs me down, hallelujah. That's trying to get my attention, waving, hallelujah. Say, here I am. Are you ready for a kingdom invasion? Hallelujah. Are you ready to be invaded by my love? Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. Hallelujah. Lord, we receive it, God. We receive it, God. As we declare, hallelujah, that you be high and lifted up, God. High and lifted up, sitting upon your throne, God. Lord, we ask right now to God, Lord, that you invade our hearts, God. Invade our hearts, God. That you say, you stand at the door and knock, hallelujah. But if anybody hears, let him in, hallelujah. Lord, I want to be invaded by your kingdom, God. I want your initiative, God. I want your provision, God. I want your reality, God. I want all that you have. And I'll sing it with all my heart. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, God.
Jenna, can you come here? I just feel that there's just a hunger within you. There's so much hunger within you. And there's been a seed planted within you, and it is growing like mad. And it's going to overtake you, hallelujah. And honey, there's a word within you, hallelujah. So keep on keeping on, hallelujah. Keep cultivating, Lord God, hallelujah. There is a ministry God is going to deposit within you. And it might not come right away, but it's going to come, hallelujah. So keep waiting, hallelujah. Keep nourishing that seed that is within you, hallelujah. And God will shortly bring it to pass, hallelujah. He says he is well pleased. And he is proud, hallelujah. And he sees, hallelujah, you waiting upon him. He hears your heart, hallelujah. And he is very well pleased, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we take hold of this word, to God, that you have placed before us, God. Lord, we just ask a simple prayer. Father God, cause my hunger to increase. God, cause me to see the passion that you have for me. That in the midst of that, to God, Lord, there's an exchange. Hallelujah. That the passion you have for me begins to overwhelm me for you.
And Lord, we give you the glory and the honor, God. And we'll declare with all our hearts that we are blessed and highly favored. In Jesus' name. Come on, hallelujah. Don't forget.